It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, welcome to the 84th episode of 5 minutes with Marco. Hope you're having a great day. Today, we're going to talk about a pendulum swing I've seen in our approach to parenting. So throughout history, young people have been variously treated by their societies and at a level closer to home by their parents as either miniature adults or large children. And of course, those are extremes, and often the pendulum swing is somewhere at a more moderated place. For much of the last couple centuries, parents and culture at large have mostly been viewing teenagers as junior-sized adults. They were given freedoms and responsibilities by the bushelful. They were provided ample opportunities to exercise their fledgling sense of self and their sporadically effective abstract thinking ability. These freedoms given them by parents, combined with the limitations of their own brain development, particularly in the areas of decision-making and prioritization, risk analysis, and impulse control, that caused them to quickly and effectively learn boundaries, particularly as they were granted the freedom to fail, to learn from stepping over the line as opposed to merely being protected from the line or told about the line. I started to notice that pendulum swinging the other way more than, I don't know, a couple decades ago. But holy cow, that pendulum swing has picked up some insane inertia. We seem to be living in a period of time when culture and media and parents and schools, the legal system and all sorts of other leverage providers are encouraging each other on, unknowingly acting as each other's accelerators, toward pushing the pendulum to a wild extreme. Bottom line, today's teenagers and young adults are being treated like children more than they have been for hundreds of years, maybe more than they ever have been in any era. This shift is increasing in speed. I see it all over the place, and you will also if you start looking for it. For example, articles and TV shows and news reports that refer to 16 to 19-year-olds as children. The same sources referring to young adults, clearly well into their 20s, as teenagers. How can a 21 or 22-year-old be called a teenager by any definition of the word, even if extended adolescence has them in a post-teenage, not-yet-adult, purgatorial state of developmental limbo? Parents, third observation, removing all meaningful responsibility from the lives of their teenage children in an effort to protect them, allowing them to stay innocent or carefree longer. I'm putting air quotes around those words because they're so unfulfilled and misguided. And I see parents removing consequences of bad choices of their kids, but poor choices, often with the subtle logic that children are innocent and shouldn't be held responsible for actions they don't fully understand. By the way, this logic has caused gradual upward movement in the age of responsibility we enforce on children. What used to be an accountability that came after 7 years old, really, I'm not making that up, then 12 years old, was for many years in our culture at the 18-year-old mark. But that's going away now also. Ask any HR director or supervisor of young 20-somethings if they've had parents call in to explain why their 24-year-old will be late to work. I'm not sure it's fair to blame parents. I'm the parent of two 20-somethings, and when my own kids were teenagers, I was regularly told by other parents, by my kids' school, by our culture in general, that I was parenting wrong if I gave my kids meaningful responsibility or didn't remove the natural consequences of their choices. So I don't want to blame parents, though I wish they would stand up more against the cultural pressure that tells them they're bad parents if they don't smother, overprotect, remove responsibility and consequence. I wish they would stand up more to the cultural pressure and not jump on that dang swinging pendulum, treating their teenagers like children, their young adults as teenagers. I'm going to do what I can do to slow the currently increasing momentum of that pendulum. I'm going to gently instruct parents about this stuff. Frankly, I'm amazed at how quickly they agree with me and suddenly feel empowered when I'm asked to lead a parent seminar or have a conversation about these things. I'm going to continue ranting about it in direct and non-direct ways. So it's another metaphorical job title I'm taking on. Parenting Pendulum Preventer. Parenting Pendulum Preventer. Yep. I like it. Triple P, baby. That's me. I might not be able to stop that thing, but I'm going to point it out and get a handful of parents to jump off. Maybe with that weight gone, the inertia will even a tiny bit decelerate.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.